Oh, Yahoo, DJ Logic, Eric Krasnow, Aaron Dugan, Deshaun Alexander, Walter Harris, and Mark Brownstein to kick this off. So we're here tonight. It's easy to be frustrated. It's easy to not want to be involved. It's easy to want to turn your back. But we can't let that be. We have to stay involved, we have to believe, we have to all participate, we have to all vote. And that's what I tell my kids. So it's also the theme of Headcount, the organization I'm proud to be a board member we did this with, which is to use music in a positive way, to use music to get people activated, to use music to make a difference. So let's give it up for Headcount, please. So we thought there'd been enough speeches. We've all heard a lot of that. We thought it was time for a night for the soul. And that's why we went to New Orleans. And that's why there was only one choice for our band to give us this night, to give us the music, to give us a rebirth, to help us heal, and to send us into Tuesday with winds at our back. Now before we do that, we're all here, but there's even more people, a lot more people watching this tonight. And we're going to ask everyone, and you can watch this for free at home, but you have to go online to jamthevote.org, and it's free if you make a pledge to say that you're going to vote on Tuesday. So we're going to do one quick thing. We're going to ask everyone in here to text a friend and say, go to jamthevote.org right now. Watch this sick show, because I just saw Soundcheck, and it's going to blow your mind. And I'm going to ask every one of you to ask your friend, because then they're going to be able to watch it, but they have to pledge that they're going to vote. And if you're watching at home now and you're streaming, you also have to text one person. And I realized, I'm going to text my high school English teacher. And he doesn't know this is coming. There was no warning. And I'm not kidding. Ask everyone here to say to your friend, go to jamthevote.org, watch this show, because we're going to blow your minds. And I'm teaching, I'm about to text Steve Bender. And please, now, get ready for the best band we could ever have for a night like this. Because this is about our country and our future. Please welcome Preservation Hall Jazz Band and the legend, Lee Field.
Song that we are going to do now is about. and it's a release of my new CD, new album, special night, and the name of this song is Make the World Better.
Keep your eyes peeled if you wanna survive. A lot of me. point.
Yeah, I left my Corina.
This time, we would like to bring up one of our true New Orleans treasures. True New Orleans treasures, Miss Irma Thomas! Yes.
Keep me in.
We do a song, Words, written by a great man, the late, great Alan Sunshine. And we need to check these words out. We need to live by this.
Yes, we can. I said, thank God.
chance to get it from Miss Nicole Atkins, y'all.
Like a river, I've been running.
Are you ready?
Stand up on your feet. Stand up. Oh, you love grace, amazing.
Give it up for the Blind Boys of Alabama one more time, ladies and gentlemen. How about a big round of applause for the one and only, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, all the way from the Great City. And you guys, turn around and think about it, y'all. I don't know you're here. That's right, you deserve it. Back there on the slide, y'all. It was our first time playing together. I can't say enough about this next gentleman. He's, you know, if you're from New Orleans, the Meters are like our Beatles. You know? No two ways about it. And this gentleman, he's influenced me before he ever even knew who I was. It's George Porter, y'all.
Thank you. I'm not a man. Thank you. guys doing? Good. I'd say if you knew this song, then you sing along, but we may do a fast version. If you can keep up, then we'll do it together. You may know it.
You want to do the break? One bar break right after the whiskey. Okay, they already know. Ready?
In 1993, I toured this beautiful planet and met this dashing fellow in Japan. We've been best friends ever since. And 18 New Orleans Jazz Fest later, it's great to see y'all in New York. Thank you very much.
Hank says he has a story, yeah?
Alex and his wonderful band invited us out to tour with them, and we've become brothers in arms, and we're raising children together, and we're living our lives together. And that whole time that we were on the road, we got to hear people's stories all over the country, and it was one of the most touching, beautiful things that I have ever experienced. I'm going to tell y'all my story. My parents moved to New Orleans in 1961. In 1961, the Civil Rights Amendments had not been passed yet, and it was illegal for blacks and whites to socialize, to play music together, to be together, to do anything together. They opened a place called Preservation Hall. And that place was filled with so much love that it became their life's work. It's what I do every day in my life, and it's what these gentlemen up on stage do every day in their life. We can't go back. There's nothing to go back to. Right? There's only forward. There's only forward. I think the greatest thing in the world would be if we had a female president. I mean, that would be an amazing fucking thing. Let's talk about that. I think it's amazing that there are people my age making incredible music. I think it's amazing that we're all here at the Capitol Theater. I think Peter Shapiro is an amazing person. We have 40 people up here. We've been rehearsing this music for 2 days. These are incredible people. They love you. They give their life for you. They sacrifice their life for you. I love you all so much, you don't even understand. We are so privileged and honored to be up here playing music for you all. Thank you all for coming out. Get out and vote. Get everybody out to vote on Tuesday, y'all. Everybody, it's our turn to make a difference, all right? do.
Show. I don't think any of us want to wake up in a couple days and realize that we've allowed Donald Trump to be elected. It's not a possibility. I don't want to live in that America. I want to thank all the immigrants. I want to thank all the Syrians that are still brave enough to try and find a better life to come to America. I want to thank my great-great-grandfather for sneaking onto a boat from Norway to try and come to America. I want to thank the relatives of my wife's family, the Haitians that came to New Orleans and without whom there'd be no jazz music. I want to thank all the Haitians in Miami. I want to thank all the immigrants of America. We need more of you, we need more. I want to thank all the Ethiopians in Minneapolis. I want to thank all the Irish that worked in all the factories. I want to thank all the Italians. I want to thank everyone who came to America to make it the country that it is. Thank you. All the slaves that built America were free.
Put a rifle in my
What exactly is so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Silence. I ask myself,
Y'all, this is our last song of the night. We need y'all to sing along with us. Thank you.
Come on, y'all, hands in here.
We'll see you in 4 years. If you all go vote on Tuesday, we'll do it again.